Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Celeste, I've got a long list of parties here. Ken from New Hampshire, he has a third party name here, the Plebiscite Party, named after the plebiscite or referendum method of democracy. We hear the American wants X and don't want Y, yet apart from California, referendums are rather few in the U.S. Swiss voters go farther than California voters insofar as the Swiss cantons now allow both online polling place and absentee ballots.
I would bet that you'd probably get a lot of people to vote for the Education Party, don't you think?
Well, education is often a huge campaign issue, and certainly in the ballot initiatives in California.
Huge. We saw this come up recently in Florida. That reexamination of teacher tenure was turned down because the governor vetoed it. But last night, late at night in Colorado, this controversial teacher reform bill that they've been proposing there actually passed. Colorado lawmakers passed it into law. It hasn't been signed by the governor yet, but they are considering that a foregone conclusion. This kind of resets the stage for this debate over how you compensate teachers and how you define teacher effectiveness. But let's get details on the bill that passed in Colorado itself with Nathan Heffel. He's the broadcast producer for Jazz 89 KUVO in Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
This has been a very controversial bill. Can you tell me exactly how it turned out? What is in Senate Bill 191?
Well, yeah, that's right. Senate Bill 191 has been very controversial, and it's been pitting the state's largest teachers union, the Colorado Education Association, against state legislatures and legislators, and even Democratic Governor Bill Ritter. The law, which passed 27-7 yesterday, late in the night, now ties teachers' tenures to their students' academic performance. And if students are consistently underperforming, that teacher is going to be deemed ineffective. And two consecutive annual ineffectives, well, that leads to a teacher possibly losing their tenured status.
Well, it also, this entire debate brought up the whole issue of whether or not public school teachers should have tenure at all. Now they've kept the idea of tenure, but they've made it dependent on students' performance.
Well, I mean, you know, that's right. I mean, according to proponents of the bill, the issue is less about the problems with tenured staff, but giving teachers an adequate and consistent form of evaluation and giving them that needed impetus to improve their effectiveness in teaching their students. You know, and also tenured staff is costly. I mean, to let go of a teacher, it costs thousands of dollars in legal fees, and it may also remove the motivation by a teacher to perform at their top quality. But at the same time, it could also protect a teacher from a fickle school board or a principal, or allow them to use methods that differ from a textbook curriculum.
Well, there was a lot of argument that this was irresponsible and it amounted to an unfunded mandate. What did they mean by that?
Well, an unfunded mandate, the fact that there, you know, school budgets have been cut quite heavily, as well as state budgets. And the fact that the funding for this bill will be coming from schools, and they believe that is there's no money to fund this new bill.
But really, what this comes down to is this essential argument over who's responsible for whether or not a kid comes out of school with a great education, right? I mean, the teachers are saying that it involves all kinds of things, including parents, including the entire administration, and they say this puts too much on the teachers.
Well, that's right. When I spoke to a few teachers about this shortly after the bill passed, that you're right. Their concern is that they're being held accountable based solely on test scores of their students. Well, in fact, there's no impetus for students to pass those tests since the students themselves aren't held accountable for their test results.
Okay, Nathan Heffel, this obviously is going to become more of a national conversation. It's something, a conversation that we will continue at The Takeaway. Nathan Heffel is the broadcast producer for Jazz 89 KUVO in Denver, Colorado, talking about a controversial reform bill in terms of teacher pay that just passed in Colorado.